When times are tough, people cut back on spending, but there's one little item that's been selling quite well lately. Kyle Norris of Michigan Radio explains why the ukulele is gaining new fans and players.
We are at the Ukulele Jam. It's at Oz's Music in Ann Arbor. About 20 people are packed into a cozy studio. Everyone strums a ukulele, and they are cruising through song after singable song. Danielle Wilner wears a ukulele necklace. She's got a ukulele tattoo. And at 22, she's one of the younger people at tonight's jam. Wilner recently got laid off from her job at a cafe.
I had a really rough time with it. I wasn't sure what I was going to do. The economy's not great here in Michigan. And I went home and I pretty much played for like 3 days straight just to kind of help me get through the initial shock.
She said playing the ukulele helped her take her mind off not having a job and helped her focus on something more productive. Stan Werben sells ukuleles. He owns Elderly Instruments in Lansing.
I would say this year, based on what I'm seeing here, we're probably up 10 to 15%.
He says as a business owner, that's a big deal, because overall, instrument sales are down by about 20%. Nationally, ukulele sales are up as well. Mike Upton is selling ukuleles faster than he can make them. Upton is president of Kala Ukulele in California. His sales of ukuleles are up 76% from 2007 to 2008. Upton says ukuleles, they don't cost a ton of money. You can get a decent instrument for around 30 bucks. And then you have the ukulele's sound. When a lot of people think of the ukulele, they think of Hawaii and sort of that tropical good vibe. But actually, the ukulele was brought to the islands by Portuguese immigrants. Upton calls the ukulele's tone bright and beautiful.
Just the sound of the instrument is wonderful. It just has a happy sound. It's tuned in a major key. When you strum it open, and it's hard to be sad when you're playing a ukulele.
Back at the jam, the musicians have been playing nonstop for 2 hours. John McAuliffe is one of the jamming musicians.
If you've had a rough day, whatever you're doing, if you're working or if you've got difficulties, you pick up the ukulele and you strum it a few times and you pick out a song you want to try, and all of a sudden things are better.
He says playing the ukulele might not make things better forever, but for the moment it can. And for him, it does. For NPR News, I'm Kyle Norris.
Hear more ukulele music, if you really want to, on our website, nprmusic.org. This is NPR News.